Good evening. I'd like to call to order tonight's meeting of Bethlehem City Council for Tuesday, March 2nd, 2021, here in Town Hall. We'd all please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you all for joining us. We are starting a few minutes after 7 this evening as we had a public safety committee meeting that carried right into this start of this meeting. And as a reminder, if you're watching on the YouTube stream at home, please make sure that you are live to the moment of the stream in order to hit the window for public comment if you do intend to make comment in the near future this evening. The clerk would please call the roll.
Mr. Callahan?
Present.
Mr. Cologne?
Present.
Ms. Cramsey-Smith?
Present.
Ms. Negron?
Presente.
Mr. Reynolds?
Present.
Dr. Van Wert?
Present.
Mr. Waldron?
Present. And Mr. Cologne is here with me and Mr. Bodoni in the rotunda as he chaired the Public Safety Committee meeting that just ended this evening. We have 4 citations this evening honoring retired city employees. Those employees are Sue Medija, Richard Ford, Jeffrey Andrews, and Michael Bricka. They will receive citations in the mail for their long-term service to the city of Bethlehem. Seeking approval of the minutes for February 2nd, 2021, if there's no comments, the minutes will stand approved. Moving to public comment. The number to make public comment this evening is 610-997-7963. Public comment will be for any subject not being voted on this evening. We have 2 names previously signed up. I will call out to those names and then open it up to anyone else who'd like to make comment. The first name on our list is Brian McCrickard.
Hello?
Hello, this is Bethlehem City Council calling.
Hi, how are you doing?
We're doing well. How are you this evening?
All right.
Great. We are at our portion of our meeting for public comment, and I would ask if you could state your name and address and give your comments to council with a 5-minute time limit, please.
Okay. My name is Brian McCrickard. I live at 1940 Irvine Avenue, and I would like to talk about the way the street crews have been handling the snow this season. It is a disgrace that every single year I have to call and talk to Mike Alco's office about getting streets done out in the west end of Bethlehem. And it is also a bigger disgrace that he has to go around babysitting these people, driving around, checking the streets after he gets done, after they supposedly come through the area and do their job that we're paying them for. I don't agree with it. This has been going on for 20 years. Something needs to be done. If Mike Alco and the director of the street department cannot control their people, then we should replace them. Why are we paying these people? It's not right. I am also a disabled vet in a wheelchair. You have people that have intersections that they're supposed to be cleaning up the ramps, getting up to the next sidewalk, and they're not doing it out here in this area. It's sad that I can only go around my city block, which is Irvine Avenue, Hilltop, back up to the top of Irvine Avenue in my wheelchair, and I can't get across the intersections to the other sides. There's something called the Accessibilities Act that was created back in 1990. I am a third-rate citizen, even though I served in the U.S. military, because I can't get around. I thought we were giving tax breaks to these people who have the ramps on their property. If we're giving them tax breaks, somebody should be out here giving them fines rather than letting them get the tax breaks because they're not doing their job. So that's about all I have to talk about as far as what's going on with the city of Bethlehem and the streets departments. Like I said, this has been going on for 20 years. And I should not have to go fighting to get something done. Oh, also, there was a vehicle hit out here on Airpine Avenue during the last snowstorm by one of the snowplows. I thought it was, with a CDL license, I thought the first thing that was supposed to happen after an accident, the person in that vehicle driving that vehicle was supposed to be taken for a drug and alcohol test. The officer that came out here did not haul him off for a drug and alcohol test. He gave me a hard time when I started asking questions. And the reason why I know that is because I had a CDL license up until last year. And every time somebody in the companies where I worked got in an accident, they were hauled off for a drug and alcohol test. I don't care. I have a nephew that works in the city. I don't care if it was him at all. I don't care who it was. They should have been hauled up for a drug alcohol test. That's procedure. But the guy in charge of the street department says, oh, the policy's different for us. Wait a minute. It's the same CDL license that I had. Why is it different? Just because he works for the city. So, that's about all I have to say. If there's any comments or any questions that would like to be asked by somebody, by city council, go ahead and do it.
Thank you for your comments this evening, Mr. McRickard.
Mm-hmm.
Have a good evening.
Well, yep, bye.
The next name previously signed up is Elise Marie Lopez. Hello, this is Bethlehem City Council calling. At this point, we'll accept comment from anyone else who has any comments for Bethlehem City Council on any subject not being voted on this evening with a 5-minute time limit. The number to make comment to council is 610-997-7963. This is an opportunity for public comment for anyone who'd like to make comment to Bethlehem City Council with a 5-minute time limit this evening on any subject not being voted on, as well as any resolution or ordinance on tonight's agenda to be voted on. The number to make comment to council is 610-997-7963. This will be the last and final opportunity for public comment to council this evening. Ms. Lopez a call back to see if she would like to make comment again. This is Bethlehem City Council calling. I'm looking for Ms. Lopez.
This is her.
Good evening. I was asked to give you a call. I heard you wanted to make a comment to City Council regarding parking.
Oh, yes. I wasn't sure if it was the right meeting, but if it's not, you can let me know when would the right meeting be. But I just wanted to discuss to see how we can go about in maybe reviewing the ordinance for the parking all the way to 12 midnight. I think that's like a little expensive. I mean, not only myself, but I have several older people that live around me, and they have a problem because sometimes, you know, they're in bed by 10 o'clock and they have to stay up to at least 11 so they can move their car so they don't get a ticket. So I don't know if it was ever brought up in any of your meetings. I don't know if this was the right meeting, but it was just something that I wanted to speak about.
Understood. The Bethlehem Parking Authority is the enforcer of the ordinances that are set within the city regarding parking. City Council is able to pass or change ordinances based on input. It's not something that's come up before to City Council. The issue of that two-hour parking starting at midnight, and there might be different zones where that starts later. So I would encourage you to reach out to the Parking Authority and talk to their director, Steve Fernstrom. Okay. If you haven't done that yet, he might be able to give you a little more information, or maybe the zone within your neighborhood might be able to be changed to more appropriately fit the needs of the residents there.
So. Yeah, I mean, I live till like 9 o'clock. I think 12 midnight is like a little excessive considering some people are in bed already by 9 because they have to go to work.
I understand. I would reach out to Mr. Fernstrom. And Fernstrom at the Bethlehem Park. He's the director of the Parking Authority. He might be able to help you with a few different options there.
Okay. Fernstrom, the Parking Authority director.
Yes.
Okay. I would definitely do that then. Yeah, I wasn't sure. I just wanted, you know, I figured you guys would guide me a little bit better on how to go about it.
Great. Well, thank you for your comments. Have a good evening.
No problem. You too. Bye-bye.
This will be the last opportunity this evening for public comment on any subject on tonight's agenda or otherwise to make comments to Bethlehem City Council. The number to do so is 610-997-7963. Continuing with our agenda this evening, communications. Communication 6A.
A memorandum from Michael Alcohol, Director of Public Works, recommending a contract with ACM Associates, Inc. for asbestos removal services. The term of the contract is 120 days. The cost is $45,408, and there are no renewals.
Resolution 10B is on the agenda. Communication 6B.
A memorandum from Darlene Heller, Director of Planning and Zoning, with an attached proposed zoning text amendment bill. The proposed bill would modify the zoning ordinance to apply the provisions of sections 1322.03.2 multifamily dwellings in the CB Central Business and CL Limited Commercial Zoning Districts as they are applied in the IRR Industrial Redevelopment Residential District. Specifically, the amendment would apply the possible length of multifamily buildings, the distance between the building and parking spaces, the size of off-street parking lot, the number of total units, side and rear yard setbacks, and allowance for retail on the first floor.
We will need to set a public hearing. I'll search for a motion and a second to schedule a public hearing on the proposed zoning amendment for Tuesday, April 6th. Looking for a
make the motion.
Motion by Mr. Colon.
Second.
Second by Mr. Callahan. The clerk would please call the roll on the motion.
Mr. Reynolds.
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 7-0. The public hearing will be held April 6th at 7 p.m. and this will be referred to the Lehigh Valley Planning Commission beforehand. Communication 6C.
Proposed zoning text amendment petition on behalf of petitioners SWBLR Limited, 8th and Eaton Holding LP, HMLP MT Limited Partnership, and RMLP MT LP, petitioning City Council to enact a zoning text amendment related to the former Mark Tower site. The proposed amendment would amend section 1311.8 to permit additional parking to be placed between the principal building and the curb line on an arterial street in the OMU district, section 1311.08b to permit new driveway entering and exiting on an arterial street in the district, section 1314.02 to reduce the rear yard setback from 30 feet to 20 feet in the OMU district.
Again, we'll need to set a public hearing. This one will be on Tuesday, April 20th. Seeking a motion and a second.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second.
Motion by Mr. Colon, second by Ms. Cramsey Smith. Clerk would please call the roll.
Mr. Rouse?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 7-0. The remote public hearing will be held on April 20th and will also be referred to the Lehigh Valley Planning Commission and City Planning Commission before that time. Communication 6D.
A memorandum from Mike Laufel, Director of Public Works, requesting Council to adopt a resolution authorizing the Director of Public Works and Chief Engineer to sign and submit applications for highway occupancy permits to the PA Department of Transportation.
Resolution 10C is on the agenda. Communication 6E.
A memorandum from Police Chief Michelle Cott with an attached resolution and agreement for the purchase of a duty weapon by a retired officer of the Bethlehem Police Department. Pursuant to the Third Class City Code, retired officers may purchase their duty weapons at fair market value.
Resolution 10D is on the agenda. Communication 6F.
A proposed zoning map amendment petition on behalf of petitioner Tavares Real Estate Investments, LLC, requesting rezoning of a portion of 1852 West Market Street from CL Limited Commercial to LI Light Industrial.
Again, needing to set a public hearing. Again, also on April 20th. Seeking a motion and a second.
Again, I'll make the motion.
I'll second it.
Motion by Mr. Colon, second by Ms. Cramsey Smith. The clerk would please call the roll.
Mr. Rattles?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Motion passes 7-0. The public hearing will be set on April 20th. And will be referred to the Lehigh Valley Planning Commission as well as the City Planning Commission. Reports. I have no reports this evening. Mr. Mayor?
Thank you, Mr. President. Just an update from our health director. The Bethlehem, as of February 28th, the City of Bethlehem has seen 6,705 cases. Total number of deaths in the City of Bethlehem as of February 28th, 99. The Health Bureau is working with Dr. Roy and the Bethlehem School District on the reopening plans for the school district. They hope to begin phasing students back on a full-time basis in the near future. We continue to work closely with the Wind Creek in vaccinating. And as of yesterday, we have vaccinated 14,637 individuals to date. And I think the Health Department, led by Kristen Wenrich, Chief Devotnik, and Sherry Provision, they have done an excellent job. The Health Bureau is working through a Moderna vaccine shortage. The Department of Health has provided the Health Bureau with Pfizer vaccines for the first doses. Second doses may need to be postponed because of the Moderna shortage. We probably will know more tomorrow morning. Appointments continue to be released every Friday based on vaccine supply, and individuals can register online through the phone. We are working now with the Department of Aging. They will begin to assist us in scheduling appointments for seniors over the phone. It is important to note that our supply still does not meet the demand. The Health Bureau is working with closely now with Northeast Ministries on a vaccine clinic for residents in the Maravai Pembroke area who are eligible to be vaccinated. And also the Health Bureau has vaccinated, and they've held clinics at the 10 senior living facilities in Bethlehem during the month of February. Second doses will be provided for these residents during the month of March. So that was a big accomplishment with the high rises throughout the city. And as I said, second doses will be given during the month of March. And that's my report, Mr. President. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Mr. Klum?
Thank you, President Waldron. The Public Safety Committee met earlier this evening here in Town Hall. The committee received a presentation from our Police Chief Cott on a proposed reorganization of the Bethlehem Police Department. The meeting was for informational purposes only. There were no votes taken at the meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Klum. Ordinances for final passage this evening, Ordinance 8A.
An ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, amending the zoning ordinance in sections 1302, 1303, 1306, and 1327 to hereby establish a student home overlay zoning district to revise certain dimensional requirements for the residential and neighborhood commercial districts, to amend accessory structure regulations, and to amend the definitions of section Bill 7, 2021, is sponsored by Mr. Colon and Mr. Waldron.
Discussion? The clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 7-0. New ordinances, Ordinance 9A.
An ordinance amending Part 13 of the Codified Ordinances of the City of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, as amended, known as the Zoning Ordinance of the City of Bethlehem, by amending the city zoning map related to 1838 Center Street, Bethlehem, PA. Bill 8, 2021 is sponsored by Mr. Colon and Mr. Waldron.
This ordinance change was requested by the property owner in a petition to change the zoning at the corner of Center Street and Dewberry Avenue in the hopes to allow a commercial grocery chain to be put at that property. It was referred to the City Planning Commission and received a negative recommendation. We had the opportunity to hear from the developer 2 weeks ago at our public hearing on the topic and had the opportunity to hear his proposal as well as our city planning director, Ms. Darlene Heller, in her comments regarding the development. The city planning commission, as well as Ms. Heller, both recommended that the ordinance be denied as a change because they felt it didn't meet the requirements within the neighborhood. I'm not sure if there's any additional comments from members of council this evening before we take a vote on this. This is the kind of second go around. We've had a different approach to the same project. Seeing no additional comments or questions from members of council, the clerk would please call the roll.
Mr. Reynolds?
Nay.
Dr. Van Wert?
Nay.
Mr. Callahan?
Nay.
Mr. Colon?
Nay.
Ms. Cramsey Smith?
Nay.
Ms. Negron?
Nay.
Mr. Waldron?
Nay. Ordinance fails 07. Resolutions. Resolution 10A.
Be resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and the Controller and such other city officials deemed appropriate by the City Solicitor are hereby authorized to execute a use permit agreement with North Bethlehem Little League for use of the use of field, Cell Fields, Northdale Fields, Bernie Fritz Field, Annex Field, Abenocracy Complex. The resolution is sponsored by Mr. Colon and Mr. Waldron.
Discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Resolution 10B.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and the Controller and such other city officials as deemed appropriate are hereby authorized to execute a contract or amendment with ACM Associates, Inc. for asbestos removal in City Hall. The resolution is sponsored by Mr. Colon and Mr. Waldron.
Discussion? Please call the roll.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Resolution 10C.
Be resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem, Northampton County. It is hereby resolved that the Director of Public Works and Chief Engineer of the City of Bethlehem are authorized and directed to sign and submit applications for the highway occupancy permits to the Department of Transportation. The resolution is sponsored by Mr. Colon and Mr. Waldron.
Discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Resolution 10D.
Be it resolved by the Council of the City of Bethlehem that the Mayor and the Controller, under such other city officials as deemed appropriate, are hereby authorized to execute an agreement to effectuate the transfer of a city-issued handgun assigned to David Horvath, retired city police officer. The resolution is sponsored by Mr. Colon and Mr. Waldron.
Discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 7-0. I will accept the motion in a second to consider Resolution 10E through 10G as a group.
So moved.
Second. I have a question about one of them.
Okay. How about this then? We'll pull them apart and we'll go through them individually. Since there's only three, it makes it easier if there's one where there's a question. So I guess Mr. Callahan, if you could remove your motion, since he's made it.
I am more than willing, Mr. President. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Callahan. The clerk would please read Resolution 10E.
Certificate of Appropriateness under the provisions of the Act of the Pennsylvania Legislature and Bethlehem Ordinance is hereby granted for 11 East 3rd Street to replace the sign face of an existing sign above the storefront windows.
Discussion? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Colon?
Aye.
Ms. Gramsci Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 7-0. Resolution 10F.
Certificate of Appropriateness under the provisions of the Act of Pennsylvania Legislature and Bethlehem Ordinance is hereby granted for 327 Broadway to construct a rooftop addition at the West 4th Street facade.
Discussion? Ms. Gramsci Smith?
I just have a couple of questions. I guess, what do they mean by rooftop addition? What is it going to entail? And what is the property? What name is the property under?
Yeah.
I couldn't find the name of the business or.
So within that resolution, which is in the back of your packet, it's labeled 10F. It's two pages. The owner applicant is Sycamore Hill Farm Development, and I believe this is
the owner, but I wanted the name of the business, please.
Seven Sirens Brewing.
Okay, and are we looking at a rooftop bar or like a place where people can go, or is it just an addition onto the roof? I just want a clarification.
Well, I would imagine the purposes would be to serve food and alcohol.
Okay. So it would be like a rooftop bar, as far to our knowledge.
Yeah, in their application, because it is in the Historic Conservation Commission district, the purposes that the commission are looking at is not part of the application. They're strictly focused on the aesthetic. So we're not getting into usage or timeline or other ordinances that would apply to that, such as noise. In that regard,
okay.
The HCC is specifically looking at the architectural aspect of the project.
Okay. I'm going to vote no on this just because my concern is, I'm not sure exactly what they're planning on putting there, and my concern is this was one business that blatantly was defiant of the governor's orders regarding COVID. I think putting our community at risk, and I have concerns with that. I have further concerns that if they were blatantly compliant with safety orders during the pandemic, I'm not feeling real comfortable about them having a rooftop bar, even though I would love a rooftop bar in Bethlehem, but that's my position. So that's why I wanted this specifically, this one specifically to be addressed. So.
Sure, and we're being asked to vote on the historical appropriateness, a certificate of appropriateness based on the recommendation of the HGC that did pass 5-2. The two people who voted against it commented on the height as being, and also not being set back far enough.
Right, but I did read that, and those are concerns of mine also. So I'll still be voting no.
Understood. Are there any other additional comments on Resolution 10F? Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey-Smith?
Nay.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 6-1. Resolution 10G.
Certificate of Appropriateness under the provision of the Act of Pennsylvania Legislature and Bethlehem Ordinance is hereby granted for 306 South New Street to secure a Certificate of Appropriateness to amend the allowed time frame for the rooftop terrace seasonal awning.
Discussion? The clerk would please call the roll.
Mr. Reynolds?
Aye.
Dr. Van Wert?
Aye.
Mr. Callahan?
Aye.
Mr. Cologne?
Aye.
Ms. Cramsey-Smith?
Aye.
Ms. Negron?
Aye.
Mr. Waldron?
Aye. Passes 7-0. New business, Dr. Van Wert?
Community Development Committee will meet on Tuesday, March 23rd at 6 p.m. in Town Hall. There is one agenda item, discussion of affordable housing. The meeting will be for informational purposes only. Due to COVID, this will be a virtual meeting, and instructions for public comment over the phone will be posted online on the City Council meeting calendar page.
Thank you, Dr. Van Wert. Ms. Cramsey-Smith?
The Public Works Committee will meet on Thursday, March 4th at 5:30 p.m. in Town Hall. The committee will consider the following agenda items: gift of land to the city by Lehigh Valley Industrial Park, stormwater fee ordinance, determination of stormwater user fee credits, and appealing stormwater fee determinations, and the responsible contracting ordinance. Thank you.
Is there any other new business for members of council this evening? Mr. Reynolds?
I just wanted to add to Dr. Van Wert's announcement at the Community Development Committee meeting is Councilwoman Cramsey-Smith and I have been working with Ms. Carter and the administration and several others on an affordable housing task force, and we're going to talk somewhat about that issue at that meeting. And I would encourage everybody at City Council, if you could attend virtually, to listen in, because it is a very complicated issue, and Councilwoman Cramsey-Smith has been working very hard to get to take a look at what other cities are doing and what other communities are doing. And it's not a black and white issue. There's a lot of different potential tools that can be used, but the more we kind of talk about them and we review them, we'll understand which are ones that we're going to be able to use a lot, maybe some that we can't use it much, and how they are used in different areas, whether or not it's big cities or mid-sized cities and things like that. So I think it's going to be a very informative meeting as we talk about this issue that I think everybody has been hearing a lot about, and is going to be important when going forward. So I just want to thank Dr. Van Wert for announcing the meeting and holding the meeting, and also Councilman Cramsey-Smith for all of her hard work in the Affordable Housing Task Force, as well as the administration. It's a conversation that we need to have, but it's going to take a while, because there's a lot of details about different moving parts, about what we're allowed to do, what we're not allowed to do, and I think that'll be a good night to talk about all the different pieces of information. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Reynolds. Any other new business this evening from members of council? Thank you all for joining us. This meeting is adjourned.